Hi everybody, nice to be with you again and again. I'm Habib, your English podcaster at HEP, Habib English Podcast. After 1 month of fasting in Ramadan, today we are living the happy moment of this month. It means the Eid moment or the feast of Iftar. So happy moments of Eid for all the people all over the world, especially Muslims who has fasted all the whole month long. I wish you all the best and the accepted works and the good deeds during this month of worshipping. Today's episode is number 101. It means 101. I want to share with you some English idioms and give you more details about its meaning. Okay, let's get started together. So don't forget, be all ears. The first idiom is to be dying for something. Be dying for something. When I say I'm dying for something, it means I want something very much. I love it. I adore it. I enjoy doing it. Let's take example to clarify more. I'm dying for chocolate and eating chips. Another example, he's dying for cigarettes. He's dying for a cigarette. When I say he's dying for cigarette, it means he's fond of smoking cigarettes. He can't quit smoking cigarettes. Cigarettes is a part of his life. Okay, this is number one. Let's move to number two. Break the ice. Let's imagine the ice. I break the ice. The idiom is break the ice. It means to make people feel comfortable and happy. Let's take example to clarify more. Someone suggested that we play a party game to break the ice, to make people comfortable with the situation. Another example, whoever told me a few jokes to break the ice, to make the situation suitable for everyone. Number three, cut from the same cloth. I repeat, cut from the same cloth. To be cut from the same cloth, it means to have a very similar qualities to someone or to something else. For example, Fatima and her mother are cut from the same cloth. They are both so kind and sweet. We are cut from the same cloth, you and I. When I say this idiom, it means they have the same complexion, they have the same face, same character, and the same mindset in somehow. Thank you so much for listening to my episode. I wish that you get benefit from it. See you in next episode. Bye, and happy feast for you and your families. Be focused and be all ears. Don't forget. Thank you. Peace out.